Welcome back to the Earl Ingram Show. As always, you can join us at 844-967-2789. It's 844-967-2789. You can text us at that same number. I want to talk about a little bit now about something I constantly gripe about, and I'm never going to stop griping about it because it's at the center of some of all the things that are wrong, and why we can talk about the fact that there are Americans struggling to make it every day, and then we have people who don't want to do anything to help them because we don't have any money to help them is what is constantly talked about. And, you know, if they would only try hard, they would be able to make it. Look, after all, I made it. You know, I mean, nobody gave me anything. Look at what I've been able to do. But at the root of this, of one of the major issues that impact and affect this society and makes it impossible almost for people to lift themselves is our Pentagon budget. We are talking about, and my good friend Sandy Williams predicted this, projected that once we went into Ukraine, I mean, once the Ukrainian war started, that at the end of it, the defense budget for our government is going to go through the roof. And sure enough, the Pentagon gets more money and Americans pay the price. Now, you may not bother you that they keep pouring money into the Pentagon. You may say, I'd much rather give the money to the Pentagon so we can stay safe than I would to my fellow countrymen. Because, you know, if my fellow countrymen would try harder, just try a little harder, they'd be able to make it and stop asking for handouts. Well, there are people clearly who feel that way. And that's why in the face of the gouging that goes on, you know, with the Pentagon and its budget that has never been balanced, and nobody seems to care about it. Bipartisanship is a rare and endangered species in today's bitterly divided Washington. Except for when it comes to one thing, the Pentagon budget. From Speaker Nancy Pelosi and her fellow House Democrats to Majority Leader Mitch McConnell and his fellow Senate Republicans, all agree the Defense Department, which already boasts a budget higher in comparable dollars than its levels during the Cold War and bigger than the combined military budget of the next 9 highest spending countries, must have more money. The only argument is how high the top line should go. Ironically, the lone area of bipartisanship consensus is a tribute not to the wisdom of the center, but to its folly. Even as the military budget keeps going up, Americans are growing less and less secure. Phone lines are open at 844-967-2789. Does this bother you at all? Is it anything about the fact that in the face of everything, you know, and all the struggles that all of us are dealing with, and you may say, well, inflation's affecting the Pentagon too. You know, we're not getting what we need for what we're spending, the money that's coming into us. We surely need more, because inflation is eating the dollars up that we've been allocated. We all can say that. The problem is that we can claim that, but there's nobody coming to our rescue. There are people coming to the rescue of the Pentagon. And so there's never enough, because we don't demand that you've already had enough. Maybe we don't feel, again, that we have the ability and the power to do that. Let me go back again to just how strong a stranglehold these people have on us. you know, doesn't matter what sporting event there is, got to have the flyovers. And I don't know how much money it costs to have those jets with all of that fuel and the price of fuel flying over. Whatever kind of game it is, maybe even a Little League baseball game. I've seen that. All of those resources that are going towards preparing for, you know, an eventual war, to fight war on three fronts, and yet in the face of everything else that we're dealing with, the Pentagon budget continues to climb. You know, I am more than tired of that. I wish that I had some power. Man, can you imagine what would happen if I had some power to snap my finger and say, let's address this issue, and people addressed it? You know, things would be getting better. But I know, you know, these things that matter to me and some others in this country can't even get an audience when it's 85 degrees outside on Friday, you know, and Summerfest is on the docket and some other things. Well, you know, that's not for everybody. Everybody's not going to be able to benefit from that. There's a segment of the population who's never been to Summerfest. Can you even imagine that there are people who've never been to Summerfest?
No, I've been going since I, you know, could walk, basically. It's just crazy to me.
There are people who've never been to State Fair.
Also crazy. Also so crazy to me. Like a staple of everything is both of those.
There are people who are too poor.
Yeah.
Because to be honest, I don't know what a ticket for a Summerfest costs.
It's crazy now. $20+ for sure.
It's got to be more than that.
Yeah.
Because, you know, back when I was going, it was approaching 20. It might even be $40 now. And State Fair, I don't know what the ticket is for State Fair.
Yeah, I haven't been in a while. But if you're doing rides on top of that and all the food and everything, like, you're done.
What are you talking about? You're talking about the rides.
You got to do the rides.
Yeah, well.
But it'll break the bank.
Not anymore for me.
Oh, I'll get a little sick, but I'll watch from afar.
But my point is, you are right. If you are taking a family to, so I took, young man I'm raising and my wife to, you ever heard of Dave and Buster's?
I have. I haven't been because I'm a little on the broke side, but I've heard amazing things.
So I went to Dave and Buster's for just a couple hours. You know, he loves video games. And so you add dinner and whatnot into that, and you're into $140, right?
Easy.
Yeah, 140, 150. And this is just, you know, just on a whim. There's nothing to do, you know. Let's take him to Dave and Buster's. Well, you're out $140. And so, you know, you go to a Brewer game. Go to a baseball game. Many people are prohibited from going to those things because it breaks the bank.
A drink is like $10 there. It's crazy.
Well, a beer is almost, you know, I'm amazed when I see guys coming back with four beers, and beers are $10 to $15 for a beer. Listen, got to go to a break. 844-967-2789. You're tuned into the Earl Ingram Show. We'll be right back.